The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's time for us to get back on the horse. We need a dub in the Anytime Touchdown Parlay. It's been many, many weeks since we've had a winning ticket. We need to get back on the right side of it.
Pit two this season, and that's why, you know what? I wouldn't mind leading off because you just made me pivot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was looking at Mike Evans, mm-hmm. and then if you go on FanDuel, which is where Cakes places the bets, they don't have any time touchdown parlays for that game for some reason.
They do not. I don't know why it's being held off the board at this point. It's kind of
weird. I was
going
to go with Mike Evans, who has 101 career touchdowns, because I feel like, why not go with a couple of favorites in here? Mm-hmm. We all like to go for the long shots, but let's go for somebody who's going to score. So I'm going to pivot to another receiver who scores a bunch of touchdowns. Don't care if he's a super favorite. I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase. Bengals play the Cowboys. That's Monday Night Football. Give me Ja'Marr Chase to find the end zone.
All right.
He does it a lot. He's done it 13 times this year.
What is he, minus 180?
That's pretty nice.
What is
13
it?
End zone trips. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase is minus 150.
All right.
So he's in the parlay.
Lower than I thought.
He is in. I think we're going to have a lot of minus numbers.
Well, mine's a minus number. I'll go next.
Is at an all-time low.
San Francisco is kind of dwindling. Their season's just has plunged into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost three straight. They've got a billion injuries. Their top two running backs are out for the year. McCaffrey, Jordan Mason. So they're going to go with a rookie out of Louisville, Ike Garendo, who is
super fast.
Yeah, he's averaged like 6.5 yards per carry in his limited work.
They get like a 76-yard run or right. 70-plus-yard run in one of the games in relief.
Yeah, so they're going to want to run a little bit.
He ran a 4.33 at the combine.
Moving.
And Chicago, you can run on Chicago because Chicago's near the bottom of the league in run defense. So I'm going to take Ike Garendo. I think he's minus 150 as well.
He is minus 150.
To score a touchdown because
there he is.
He's going to be their guy. I don't know how many carries he's going to get. I assume he's going to get 15 to 20.
15 to 18, something in that range.
Yeah, and San Francisco is desperate to win because if they lose, they're 5-8 and they're pretty much done.
All right, so Garendo's in. He's at minus 150, along with Ja'Marr Chase, also at minus 150.
All right. Behind the glass, what they going to do? What they going to do?
Well, boys, someone's got to carry the boat. Someone's got to juice this parlay. New York Jets are traveling to 305 to take on the Dolphins. Give us Garrett Wilson plus 200. He's averaging 10 targets per game this season, and Rodgers missed him on an easy layup touchdown last week. He hasn't scored in 3 weeks, so he's kind of due. Feeling damn good about this play, boys. We need to hit this. Come on.
Plus 200.
Why not us?
That does help. Helps balance the scales a little bit, which we need.
All right, Mike Marr's in with Garrett Wilson.
I mean, he was wide open in the end zone last week, and Rodgers just sailed it over his head.
Garrett Wilson's been a big dud this year.
He has been a dud.
Is it my turn?
He was going to put up huge numbers. Sure.
All right, so this guy, the rumors of his demise, I think, have been greatly exaggerated. He's played a lot better of late as compared to how he did at the beginning of the season, but he hasn't scored a lot of touchdowns. Travis Kelce, I'm going to take.
against the Chargers. It's a, I think it's a Sunday night game, right? The whole country's going to be watching. Probably have Taylor in the box or something. I think he'll rise to the occasion. Four of his last six games, he's had 12, 16, 12, and 13 targets, and yet he's only had two touchdowns in that stretch, two on the season. I think he's due. I don't know what the number is. It's probably pretty good.
I'm not seeing that pop up on FanDuel right now.
They don't have a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown?
I mean, I'm double-checking, but I'm on that game. Sometimes the later games, the primetime games, don't have numbers out on a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess is...
Hold on. I think I might have found it. There it is. Plus 145.
All right.
User error.
All right. All right.
There you go.
That probably happened with Mike Evans, too.
Maybe. It's very possible. All right. So Travis Kelce's in.
You guys hate that?
Spin the wheel.
No. I don't hate it at all.
Okay. He's only got two on the year, but...
Yeah, I don't see the Mike Evans, for some reason, I don't see the anytime touchdown scores.
That's why we pivoted to Jamar Chase.
This is strange. All right, Cakes, who you like?
I've got another minus number to throw in here. I'm going to go with Tony Pollard. He gets to face the horrible, woeful, directionless Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend. And we just saw Tony Pollard last week against the Commanders, and they bottled him up. That's not going to happen in the Jacksonville game. I'm looking at 80 to 85 yards on the ground and a touchdown plunge. He is minus 120, and he's officially in the parlay.
All right, so we've got, is that it? We've got everybody?
We got Garendo, Kelce, Pollard.
All right.
Jamar Chase.
And Mar's making the choice for those guys?
Mar, he already brought him in with Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's... Hear what the payoff is.
Who am I missing? I need to put one more guy in here.
You got Chase, Garrett Wilson, Chase, yep. Garendo, Kelce.
Ah, Kelce. There it is.
Travis Kelce plus 145.
All right, so this bet will pay.
Are we doing $10 or are we doing
$10 wager? Ooh, it's kind of nubs. It's a nubs.
Well, we got a few minuses in there.
$10 pays $371. $0.70.
Hey, you'll be sized if you had like $75 in your account. You'd be sized.
I mean, it's not
great. Better than losing.
You know what? I can't even get excited about it. It's not even $400.
But you get your boost in there.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess 30% boost. It's kind of meh.
They haven't been doing those.
The boosts have kind of gone away over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Boosts have gone, boy.
We just need to get a dub.
We need our confidence back.
I'm always just get a dub.
Need the swagger back.
I actually feel bad. I feel like mine might hold us back.
What was Garendo's minus number?
Minus 150.
Yeah.
So we have two minus 150s and one minus 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it. I just want the win.
You guys are playing scared.
Garrett Wilson, Travis Kelce, they're going to try to get us home. Garrett Wilson, I kind of like he's overdue for a touchdown because he's been dreadful the last 3 weeks. Miami doesn't give it up a lot to wide receivers. It kind of scares me. Hmm. And he's got washed Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball, too. Doesn't help.
Can I ask you guys a question weather-related? What is a normal day's wind? Not, you know what I'm saying? Like where it's not newsworthy. Nobody
10.
Is that what it is? So if they say it's going to be 14 today, is that noticeable wind?
14
mile an hour wind.
I wouldn't think so.
That's not noticeable.
No. I mean,
as opposed to
you might notice
like what we had
what's
yesterday?
A normal day? That's what I'm asking. Like, what's a normal non-windy day?
Some days you don't feel
like 5-6 miles an hour.
5 or 6. Yeah.
Some days you don't feel anything.
Normal day.
Yeah, it'll be a little breeze.
Like small yesterday, breeze. You noticed
it's
it.
It's not going to be
yesterday.
Like,
the wind was howling.
Yes,
I mean, yeah.
And of course, yesterday was in my neighborhood anyway. Was trash and recycling day.
Right.
Pickup.
So that means trash.
So all
is
the
dum
dums who don't pay attention, like Bickle. To the weather, put all their recycling out there, and it was blowing everywhere.
Right.
I mean, literally, it was blowing all over the neighborhood. And I was walking around some yards picking it up.
Yeah,
ooh, that's
gross. It looks poopy. So I was picking up my neighbor's
trash.
Recycling and putting it into people's trash cans.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, you know, have a clue.
Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on The Fan.